Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
For once, I agree with Donald Trump. Well, sort of. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Of course, President Trump condemned the disqualification of maximum security in the Kentucky Derby. Did he do it because he bet on the horse with 9-2 odds in the run for the roses? And we all know how Trump likes to win at whatever cost. No, he said that political correctness caused the stewards to DQ MS for bumping a couple of horses in the turn at the top of the stretch. I don't agree with that, but I kind of like Trump's rational explanation that it was a rough race from the start with lots of contact among the large field on a wet and sloppy track. That's what I thought. The conditions seemed to cause more congestion than usual, with horses packed together close to the rail for the entire race. On the turn for the final stretch, the Churchill Downs crowd usually goes nuts, and Maximum Security's jockey said he thought that caused his horse to jump and veer before he pulled him up, straightened him out, and still won going away. Max was the best horse in the field, and it's doubtful that any other would have caught him and beat him to the finish line, since he had led for most of the race and held off other challenges before the last leg. So I think the stewards should have considered all that more than they obviously did. How would you like to be the guy who placed numerous bets, among them the 65-1 long shot, Country House, that wound up in the winner's circle? Did that guy tear up all his betting receipts in disgust before learning about the official protest by two jockeys and the forthcoming review? Say he had wagered $1,000 on 10 different horses, banking on one of them winning. He bet $10,000, and if he found his torn-up ticket, would have had a great day at the track, collecting around $65,000. Instead, he went to get his $4,500 if he had maximum security, and then found out. But he might have gone home with nothing if he had no winning ticket at all. The owners of Maximum Security are considering an appeal or possible legal action, but that almost never works in horse racing or any form of gambling. Unless, of course, you know Trump, who sues anybody for anything if it keeps him from losing. This is Archansky. See ya.